Hey there, it's Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and judge on Food Network's Cutthroat Kitchen with Alton Brown. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. And we're journeying back up to the Umpqua River Valley in Oregon, specifically Elton, and we are talking with the proprietress of both the Knoll Vineyards there, as well as the classic Tomaselli's Pastry Mill and Cafe, and it is a pleasure to welcome Leslie Beckley back to the show. Leslie, let's talk a little bit about the food at Tomaselli's more specifically, and then we'll get into your varietals from Knoll Vineyards, which, of course, I was able to enjoy really a good selection of your current releases. You have this incredible wood-burning pizza oven that when you come into the restaurant, you can't miss. You make your pizza dough from scratch. There's one particular specialty pizza that I know people really appreciate. You know, you have several, but tell us about that one signature pizza just to tempt our listeners the next time they're up in your area.
I'd love to. I can't help but mention Marty's special pizza first, because of course that's a tribute to Marty. But we also have a very unique pizza that a good friend of mine says is the best pizza she's ever tasted in her life, and it's a pulled pork pizza with a peanut butter chipotle sauce. It sounds different, but it's absolutely delicious, and it's definitely worth a try.
And Leslie, I have to confess and let our listeners know, the day our group was there was a day that you're not normally open, and you were gracious enough with your husband to receive us and have a special lunch for us. But the wood-burning pizza oven was not fired up that afternoon, so you're also giving us a reason to be able to come back, because it's a very impressive-looking setup. Also, I saw some pretty incredible chocolate chip cookies. What are some of the other pastries or baked goods that Tomaselli's is particularly known for?
My personal favorite is our espresso roll. It's absolutely delicious and somewhat addictive. We also have arugula, as well as cinnamon rolls, bear claws, elk claws, fruit-filled pastries. I could go on and on, but we have amazing bakers. Amber and Christabel are our main bakers there, and they just make some mouth-watering, delicious treats that are available. We open at 7 o'clock Wednesday through Sunday, so it's a great place to stop for an espresso or coffee drink and a pastry, or a delicious breakfast. We do full breakfast as well.
Or a little later in the day to do the Knoll Vineyards wine tasting. Speaking of which, of the three wines that you were gracious enough to allow us to sample during our lunch, my particular favorite was your 2021 Reserve Pinot Noir. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And again, we want our listeners to know this is all estate fruit. Of your 30 acres, how many acres are currently planted with vines?
All 30 acres are planted to vines. This, our property where we live, is about 150 acres. So we planted the maximum amount of vineyard acres that we could here. But we've also allowed, there's still a lot of habitat. We still have mature timber. This property that we've owned for over 30 years, this is not part of the old family ranch. This is a property that Steve and I purchased around 1990. My winery is actually in a 30-year-old barn. I built the barn in about 1991, built the winery into it for my 22 and 23 harvest. We were producing our wine here. And as you said, it's estate-grown, and it's estate-produced wine. And everything that we do is absolutely sustainable. I am not organic certified, but all of our processes are organic. And everything's hand done. Nothing's mechanized. All of our work in the vineyard is by hand. We try to do everything in an old world tradition. So there, that's, I think I went over the question that you asked. But,
No. You actually answered it very well, because we want people to understand what your motivation is, and the fact that you're making the extra effort to do regenerative and also organic practices, even though you're not certified. And, you know, we can understand why, as we've explained to our listening audience over the years. In terms of some of these certification programs for a small producer, you know, what you have to do, it's much better that they're practicing the spirit than, you know, versus just labels. So, again, we understand your philosophy. Now, tell us some of the unique qualities, if you will, Leslie, of that 2021 Reserve Pinot Noir, which I enjoyed so much.
Well, I think it absolutely expresses our terroir. My style of wine is a little bit heavier. It's a little bit more structured and hearty Pinot Noir than your fine, more European, elegant style. I'm not saying the wine isn't still elegant and very complex, but it does, to me, speak to the blackberry, the dark fruits. There's a little bit of minerality, and there's a lush, especially to the Reserve, which you liked so much. I have a clone, it's 23, called Mariafeld, which is not, I know you're not supposed to have favorites, but it is my favorite clone.
Uh-oh, we won't tell.
Okay, don't tell anyone. But the Reserve is probably at least 3 barrels of the Mariafeld with some 777, some 828. These are all Pinot Noir clones, and I have a variety of them in the vineyard. I have several, without going into all the different names of it, but I'm able to make blend those clones into, especially for the Reserve, what I feel is the very best representation of what my Pinot Noir grapes are doing. And believe me, barrel tasting is a lot of fun. I mean, the first year we were tasting through almost 60 barrels of wine, so it's pretty exciting, and you have to have, obviously we broke it into a couple different sessions, but it really is fun to see the differences, the subtle differences between each clone and different areas of vineyard. There are microclimates in the vineyard that you really only get to know over the years as you see the different seasons with their climate, the different rainfall, all of the things that go into what nature is telling you that your grapes are going to do.
Now, Leslie, very
fascinating.
Right. Very briefly, before we run out of time here, also give us a little descriptor of the first aperitif wine we enjoyed, that being your 2021 Syrah Rosé.
Well, it's been enjoyed so much, Andy, that I'm almost sold out. I think I only have
a good news problem.
I'd like to have more problems like that, but I didn't quite know what to do with my Syrah the first year, so I thought, why not make a rosé? And it turned out so much better than I ever imagined. It's delicious. I love it. I'm going to be sorry when there's no more, but I do have, as you were saying, I have my 22 in bottle. I bottled the end of January, so I'll keep it in bottle for a few more months, except for the whites. The whites will be available, I don't have any whites for 22. My 23 whites are ready now. I just haven't bottled them. But for 22, I'm going to have 6 labels instead of the 3 that I had for 21, and they include a standalone Syrah, a standalone Tempranillo, standalone Alicante Boucher, as well, and a Mariafeld. I said, oh, you're so special, you get your own bottling. And then I'll also have my my Cuvée and my Reserve Pinot Noir available. So I'm excited for 22, and I'm hoping it's going to be just as delicious as the 21. So that's my hope.
I'm looking forward to trying that Alicante Boucher, so that definitely has my attention. Leslie, for our listeners that will find themselves in the Umpqua Valley, what's the best way to follow you? Is it the Knoll Wine website? You know, what's your best recommendation?
Knollwine.com is definitely the best way to find me and to find out how to join my wine club, which has 3 tiers, 3 bottles, 6 bottle, 12 bottle, 4 times a year. I call them the doers, the dreamers, and the pioneers. So I would love it if I could have some folks try my wines and consider joining my wine club. That would make me very, very happy. I also have a Facebook and an Instagram presence, but because I really haven't launched my social media marketing, there's really nothing to see there yet. But please stand by, because the moment I get a little bit more confidence and brave to go on there, I have thousands of photos of my vineyard and the process that has taken place over the past 7 or 8 years to get to the point we are now. So there's definitely a story here. Pioneers in rural Oregon making incredible wine. It's been a lot of fun.
And again, for our listeners, that is knollwine.com, KNOLLwine.com, just so there's no confusion. Leslie, look forward to following your progress. We know there's some transitions coming on at Tomaselli's Pastry Mill and Cafe, too. Some more serious dining certain nights. So, you know, as that all evolves, we will make sure everybody stays informed. But in the meantime, it is Tomaselli's Pastry Mill and Cafe, and then also Knoll Vineyards. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Yes, when we come back, as promised, Chef Andrew Gruhl with his always provocative Ask the Chef segment. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Stay with us.